Okay, so we're doing the book of Amos. We're up to what's called the third chapter. We'll dedicate our learning to Chaya Sarah Bat Yosef. And the Navi had said, he calls and he says, hear this word that God spoke to you, people of Israel, the family that I took out of Egypt. And Hashem says, I want you to know that I've loved you alone from all the nations of the earth. That's where we left off, the last pasuk we learned. Hashem says, it's only you that I've known, so to speak, biblically. I've loved from all the families on earth. And because I love you, that's why I'm not going to let you get away with all these sins. Hayelechu shenayim yachdav bilti im noadu. Do you ever find two people walking together if they didn't plan it in advance? Ordinarily, if people are found walking together, it's because it was planned. Do you find a lion roaring in the forest when he doesn't find his prey? When he lets out his roar, usually animals stand in fear. And his roar is part of his tactic in taking down his prey. So his roar is part of the attack. Would you find a lion roaring if he didn't have prey? Hayiten kefil kolo mimeo nato bilti imlachad. And the young lion has a roar that he lets out when he's captured prey. It's like a whooping, happy roar. So hayiten kefil kolo mimeo nato. Do you find the young lion giving his roar out of his den if he hasn't captured some form of carcass? So the pasuk here calls a lion in Aryeh, a kfir. There's a medrash that says the lion has 10 names in Hebrew. Ariel, Aryeh, kfir, Shachal. There are 10 names. I don't remember all of them. But so kfir is a young lion. Aryeh is a mature lion. Hatipol tzipor al pach haaretz umokesh ein la. Do you ever find that a bird goes down to a trap and it doesn't encounter the trap that takes it down? Haya lepach mina adama velachod lo yilkod. And do you find that the trap is swooped off the ground, if not that it has, it's caught a bird in it? And Hashem says, notice, these things are an allusion to you, people of Israel. Im yitaka shofar be'il ve'am lo yechradu. Do you think that there'll be a shofar blown in the city, notifying that there's an attack, that the enemy has come, and then the nation won't be scared? Im tiyera be'il v'adonai lo asa. And do you think that anything bad can happen in the city if God hasn't done it? So Hashem says, look around. There's an order in nature. Lions roar because they have their prey. Birds go down because there's a trap that's attracting them. The trap goes up because it's caught a bird. By the same token, Hashem says, there's no coincidence, and you won't find a city where the shofar is blown without the people getting scared, nor will bad things happen to the city if Hashem isn't the one that did it. So Hashem says, just like the other things you understand are cause and effect, so too you have to understand that the bad that's happening in the city is also an effect that's a result of a cause. And the cause are your actions. Ki lo yaseh Adonai Elohim davar ki im gala sodo el avadav hanevi'im. Because Hashem doesn't do anything without letting the prophets know in advance. That's the proof that it's not a coincidence. Hashem tells the prophets in advance, and that's an indication that it's pre-planned. It's not a coincidence that suddenly one nation attacks another. The Navi Amos spent the first two chapters telling us about all the different nations that would be under attack. Now the Navi turns to Israel and says, it's going to be your turn too, but I want you to know, I'm causing it. It's not just the nations chose to swoop down on you. I'm sending them to attack you, and there's a reason. Hashem says, I demand Am Yisrael does tshuva. And because I love them, I'm not going to let them get away with their avirot. Algei sha'ag, mi lo yira, Adonai Elohim diber, mi lo yinave. Hashem says, when a lion roars, who is it that has the courage that he doesn't have fear? Everyone trembles when they suddenly hear the lion's roar. So too Hashem says, I've sent my prophets, and the prophets keep warning you of the imminent destruction. Hashem has spoken, and who is it that can hear this prophecy and not be scared? Mi lo yinave, when Hashem gives the prophet prophecy, you have to know that he has no choice. He, so to speak, has to give over the prophecy. So, on this pasuk, there's an ancient story. There was a commentary called the Shagas Aryeh, and he, I don't know if the story has any basis, but this is the way the story goes. That Shagas Aryeh, in a dream, he came to Rav Mordechai Yaffe, the one who composed the Levush, and said, how dare you argue on things that I've written? The Rav Mordechai Yaffe, we have to know who he was. He was a disciple of the Rama, and he wrote a work that's like the Shulchan Aruch, the Levush. The Levush is a work in which he summarizes the Shulchan Aruch with the Rama and the reasoning behind it from the Tur. And his purpose was to make an easier work that everyone would be able to learn. Because the Shulchan Aruch was written basically as a short book, as a handbook on the Beis Yosef. The Rama wrote his commentaries. And they really don't give you the background necessary in order to learn the Shulchan Aruch. You got to learn the Tur, you got to learn the Gemaras. Along came Rav Mordechai Yaffe, and he wrote a work called the Levush. Now, what's the Levush? Why is it called Levush? So the Levush, he has the four sections like the Shulchan Aruch, and each one has a name in accordance with the garments that Mordechai wore when he left the king's palace. And the story has it that Rav Mordechai Yaffe was an exceptionally handsome man, and he was once summoned by an important woman of a high position in the governing powers, and she summoned him. And when he was in the room with him, she demanded that he sin with her, and he saw no way out. So he looked around, and he looked out the window, and under the window there was the cistern with all the stool, and every time people went to the bathroom, they dump it into that
sewage.
Yeah. So he looks around and he sees he has no choice, and it's either sin or jump into that. So he takes a dive, and after he's dived into that, she's not so interested in coming close to him. And when he gets out of that and he's covered with stool, he looked at his garments and he said, "These garments are precious to me, like the garments that Mordechai walked out before the king. His name was Mordechai." He said, "These garments saved me from sin." And he, in thanks to Hashem that he was saved from sin, he took upon himself to compose this work that goes in the order of all of Shulchan Aruch. And really, you have on all of Shulchan Aruch, you have a Levush. Rav Kook Zatzal used to like doing his reviews of Shulchan Aruch in the Levush because it's such a clear work. He gives you the introductions you need. He gives you a lot of the reasonings. You know, the Levush has phenomenal chidushim. For example, he's the only work I know of that far back that discusses why don't the Parshios begin on Rosh Hashanah? Why isn't Simchas Torah on Rosh Hashanah? Wouldn't that make more sense? Begin Bereishis when the world was created. Didn't that ever bother you? So the Levush addresses that question. There are many questions that the Levush is the only one to address. And it's a nice short work. It's a beautiful work. So at any rate, the Shagas Aryeh appears to the Levush in a dream and says, how dare you disagree with me? And he quotes to him this Pasuk Chet that we just read. Aveyei Sha'ag, when the lion roars, mi lo yira? Who is it that doesn't fear? I'm Aryeh and how can you disagree with me? So the story has it that in the dream, Rav Mordechai Yaffe answered him, well, your answer is in the Pasuk. Aryeshaag, when the lion roars, Mi lo yira. Mi is an acronym for Mordechai Yafe. Mordechai Yafe lo yira. He's not scared. You could roar. That's the story on this pasuk. But I don't know if it has any validity, but that's the story. I agree.
How come the Lavush is not in like regular circulation? I mean, like,
it is. Many Batei Medrash have it, sure.
They use it in their regular Seder?
Most people only know the Lavush from the places that the later commentaries disagree with him. So everyone thinks of the Lavush, oh, that's the book we don't accept. Because the only times they see the Lavush is when he's quoted because people disagree with him. Okay. But really, it's an amazing work. It's a work worth learning. Okay, we'll pick up here next week, Bizan.